At the 2019 Commodity Classic, one of the groups, of course, helping host the Classic every year, the National Association of Wheat Growers, their president this year, Jimmy Music from Sentinel, Oklahoma. Jimmy, you've had a busy year, I know, as NOG president, have you?
I really have, Ron. It's been great to have the opportunity to go across the countryside and visit with the farmer leaders across the country, and it's been great also to be able to go on the Hill and visit with our legislators and what great support we have. As you well know, we passed a farm bill that was a lot of concerns about where that bill would pass or not, and it passed by a pretty substantial margin. So we were very well pleased in that.
I guess the devil's always in the details, and in this case, the implementation of the measure. NOG and others are obviously offering comments to USDA regarding how they write those rules and regs.
Yes, they are asking our input and asking some questions, and we're giving them some input, and we really do feel like that they're going to play that implementation out, and it'll be our comment is we'd like for it to be sooner than later.
One concern that's out there right now floating around, comments from Secretary Perdue that the president may well in the fiscal year 20 budget proposal offer some pretty significant cuts to USDA, to agriculture programs. I know that is a worry.
We absolutely have some concerns about that. As you well know, it seems like the ag budget is a little easier to cut than some of the other budgets, and it could be because of our voting numbers. I don't know the real reason for that, but I know for sure that they'll take a look at ag and they'll look at an opportunity to cut there, and we've really taken our share of cuts already.
One of those things that's within all of that, that entire, I guess, umbrella of things, crop insurance. And this is something, again, that seems like a lot of folks want to try to trim.
Yeah, they really do. But what's so unique about the crop insurance, it's our safety net to keep our next generation in agriculture. And we just can't let those next generations be challenged. Our farm bankers and our Farm Credit Association, they all want that crop insurance to take place exactly how it was designed to be, and to help give them assurance that those young farmers, as well as us older farmers, will be able to pay those loans back. It's a very important issue, a very important topic that we're dealing with here.
I know that one of those kind of internal wheat industry issues that NOG has kind of been wrestling with over the years, last several years, in fact, has been this gradual decline of acres of wheat. Seems like wheat has lost some ground compared to some of the other crops, including those represented here at the Classic.
Absolutely. Wheat has lost some acres, and I think that's been a trend mostly because of price. And our farmers across the country, they're so resourceful. They take a look at things, and they know right now wheat has not been a very profitable crop for them right now. And part of that has been we need that reference price a little higher, and we worked on that at NOG on the Hill and trying to raise that reference price. Hopefully that'll happen, but one of the things that is going to happen, we'll get through these tariffs and embargoes at some point in time, and we'll see our export pick up, and we'll see a significant change in wheat market and wheat prices, and I'm looking forward to seeing that.
As you wrap up your year as National Association of Wheat Grower President, one of the things that you'll, I know, kind of look forward to maybe a little bit is this time at Classic and the opportunity to be on stage with all the other Commodity Association presidents.
It is. I've had the opportunity to build some relationships with our other commodity organizations, and what great people they have representing them, and I'm proud to be a part of that. And I represent wheat, but we always need to remember that we're all in this together, and we're partners in it as we try to work to the best of the farmers. And it is a privilege to build those relationships and be able to do that, not only with our commodity groups, but with the industry partners across the countryside.
One of the things that you'll have a chance to be a part of on Friday during the general session will be Secretary of Agriculture Perdue will be here at Commodity Classic, and he'll be on stage with the presidents.
He will, and that'll be very interesting. And we're also going to have lunch with him, I understand, and that'll be a great opportunity to do some one-on-one. I've been able to do that. I got to visit with him when I was with the president when he signed the farm bill, and I got to visit with Secretary Perdue, and it was a good opportunity. And I appreciated that opportunity, and what a cool event it was to be able to watch the president sign that and visit with him just a moment. And he also gave me one of his pens to sign a farm bill with, so I'll keep that pen around for a while.
but you will. You know, as you think about this year of service, actually been more than a year of service, obviously, as you've gone through the chairs, why have you been willing to step up and be a part of the leadership and of National Association of Wheat Growers?
That's a great question. That's some of my family has asked that too, so don't feel bad about it. So I've always been interested in farm commodity organization. I've been involved in some aspect of organizations throughout my life, and it's been enjoyable to do that. And really what it's all about is being a contributor. And, you know, there's only two types of people, the ones that look out there for opportunity to serve and be beneficial to who you represent, and the people that stand in the background and complain and wonder why we can't get anything done.
I'd be remiss if I didn't at least ask you a little bit about how things look back home. What's your crop looking like here at the end of winter?
Actually, our wheat crop looks very well, and we've had an excess amount of moisture. It's been a little bit dry in the wintertime, but we had so much moisture in the fall that it's carried over, and we got our soil profile is nearly totally full. We've had a few tenths of an inch is all we've had all winter, but it's managed to keep the soil profile full because of it, and it's getting dry in Texas Panhandle and west of us, but it's in our area it's pretty good. Our early wheat that was sowed before the big rains has made quite a bit of wheat pasture, and the cattle perform very well. They bogged down in mud all winter, but they perform well, and that's unusual for us to have cattle bogging around in mud, and we kind of like that on occasion. Our late sowed wheat that we'll harvest is really grown this winter more than I anticipated. The heat units have been just enough for us to get by, and it looks pretty good. I think wheat overall looks pretty decent in Oklahoma. There's some challenges in some different areas across the state, and we have a few fields that's not great. But also it's just one of those opportunities that we have to, as we look at the new wheat crop, trying to decide the acres that we're going to harvest, and the better to look, the more we'll harvest.
Jimmy, congratulations on this year of service.
Thank you very much, Ron. I've enjoyed my opportunity to serve the wheat growers across the countryside and the farmers as well. And I hope I've been able to make a difference. That's what it's all about, is serving the farmers and honoring the Lord as I do that.
On the Oklahoma Farm Report from Orlando, I'm Ron Hayes.